AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of Rochester, New York, Malik Evans, says those responsible for a deadly concert stampede would be found and held accountable. One person was killed inside the concert featuring rappers Glorilla and Finesse two times at the Main Street Armory.
When you put on a concert in this city or anywhere around the country, you have to make sure that all I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Now, it's too early to say what precipitated this, as the chief said, but I intend to get to the bottom of it.
Two people are in critical condition. Rochester police say the injuries appear to be the result of crowds pushing toward the exits following accounts of what people believe to be gunfire. Ukrainian officials say they're determined to hold on to Bakhmut as Russian attacks intensify.
In the Donetsk region, the Russian shelling struck Bakhmut, Kramatorsk, Shashiv Yar, and other towns and villages, killing at least one person and wounding at least five others. Donetsk governor Pavlo Pyrylenko says civilians are fleeing the region to escape Russian shelling continuing round the clock as additional troops and weapons are being deployed there. In neighboring Luhansk, regional governor Serhiy Hayday adds Russians have been targeting villages in the region with heavy artillery, and in Kherson in the south, Russian shelling hit a church during Sunday prayers. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
The National Transportation Safety Board says a business jet may have experienced problems with its stability before severe buffeting that caused the death of a passenger. The Bombardier executive jet was traveling from Keene, New Hampshire to Leesburg, Virginia, before diverting Friday to Bradley International Airport in Connecticut. Researchers have uncovered a network of tens of thousands of fake Twitter accounts created to support former President Donald Trump and attack his critics and potential rivals. Those targeted by the bot network include a Republican candidate for president, Nikki Haley, and potential Trump rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This is AP News. There was violence at a police training site in Georgia.
Protesters dressed in black threw flaming bottles, big rocks, bricks, and fireworks at officers Sunday at the under-construction site, say police. No officers were injured. Dozens of people were detained. Those who oppose the Atlanta Public Safety Training Center call it Cop City and say the site will be used to practice urban warfare. Those who call themselves forest defenders say building the training center would involve cutting down so many trees it would be environmentally damaging. Atlanta's police chief says what the protesters did Sunday isn't about a training center, it's about anarchy. I'm Rita Foley.
Three people are dead, a fourth hospitalized, after shooting during a suspected home invasion in suburban Chicago. Police in Bolingbrook, Illinois say a suspect in the shootings was detained, but no additional information was provided. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?